Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yo.
What's up? What's happening? And before we came out of the radio right now, Brock says this is going to be really dumb, but we're going to make it work. So if it's dumb for this show,
It's bad. So with that said, let's do your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, again, this is really dumb, but this is all I can find. In 1991, all right, November 17, 1991, the Blue Man Group performed its first show at the Astor Place Theater in New York.
Well, what's so dumb about that? The Blue Man Group's badass, dude.
Usually it's something crazy that happens. Something got patented or somebody did something crazy. But, I mean, I guess the Blue Man, not to take anything away from the Blue Man Group because they are cool, but, you know.
Dude, they're kind of weird, you know. There's a lot to the Blue Man Group. It's more than just the music. You wonder who's behind the blue
you know, and I guess you get to kind of keep your animosity there, anonymity. You can say anonymous by just painting yourself blue. You know, people aren't going to be like, oh, look at it. I know you. You're the blue guy. No one's going to say that, right? You cover yourself in blue. But what an interesting concept. I will give them credit because, you know, they came out, did this thing. No one else has seen it before. And, dude, they're massive. They have made probably millions and millions of dollars just not saying anything and just beating on stuff, you know?
Covering the drums with paint and just wailing on it, dude.
Have you ever seen them live?
I don't know. No, I haven't seen them live. There's been like, why I took a second there is because there's been like four occasions where we could have seen them live.
So why not? Why did you pull the trigger?
To go see those shows in Vegas.
I know,
cheap,
man. They are not cheap, especially the Blue Man Group, which I guess that's where I'm kind of at. Like, as cool as it is, the ticket price might be a little much for just a bunch of guys in blue face paint just banging on some PVC pipe and drums and whatnot.
I mean, dude, it is awesome, though. Yeah. I'm sure live it's even better.
Like, it's like the old Gallagher shtick, too. Like, you know, I never got into Gallagher, like his big thing, like, all right, here comes the watermelon and the I don't know. I guess I kind of, not saying that Gallagher and the Blue Man Group are the same, but it's kind of in the same vein,
The closest thing I've seen to the Blue Man Group is you remember Stomp? I know you know where I was going.
Stomp.
We went and saw Stomp one time. And that
How was
pretty
that?
Badass.
Was it cool? I don't know.
It was great.
I guess I just maybe want to see some more. Maybe like throw a guitar. Was there a guitar anywhere in there?
I think it's just a bunch of
trash cans and ladders and whatnot. Just find different things to hit. Like, hey, we got to think of something new for the show. What can we hit? Hey, Johnny, you got anything new we can just hit?
Go in the garage, pick something.
Just pick something. We'll figure it out. So I don't know. What do I know? I'm not some music guy with a blue face. I don't got it figured out, all right. So I told you, I didn't know what we were going to make of this. I think we did all right. I think we did okay. So
It wasn't that dumb. I thought it was going to be way dumber than the Blue Man Group.
Could have been worse. All right. Well, there you go. The Blue Man Group getting it done. That's what happened on this day in history for November 17th. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dimitri Martin.